Hello, my friends. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. In today's episode, I want to talk about the power of video to connect your art with your audience. Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. Always so happy to be with you here once again. And I'm today in my video studio because I want to talk about the power of video, how video is a great tool to connect yourself and connect, therefore, your art with your audience. And once you connect your art with your audience in a much better and more personal way, amazing things can happen for you as an artist. So this is something that, for many artists, it's very hard to do, right? Doing video, taking the phone and doing a quick, 1 minute video, 30 second video is the hardest things for them to do. And I know it. Because I work with hundreds of artists, and actually in the last couple of weeks, I've been coaching a lot of artists in my academy where we've been doing video, and I've been challenging them to do video. And right now they're doing video inside the academy, just for our group. So they're testing the waters. For many of them, they're like, this is my first time doing video. Or they say, I did this video like 10,000 times and here it is finally. And I challenge them to do a 1 minute video talking about their art. And to my surprise, my friends, that sometimes, actually most of the time, the artists who say, I'm not good in video, I hate doing video and so on, are really very good. When you look at their videos, they look relaxed. They look so natural. They express themselves really well. And yet, they have, their own mindset block that they are not good at it, right? And yet, I always comment, this video is great. You did a great job. It looks good. I think many times when it comes to video, we ourselves, because we are not naturally comfortable with it, we feel that we're not good enough, right? Because we are used to seeing Hollywood and seeing movies and seeing videos, and we cannot be that, right? When we talk about doing video to connect with your audience, we're talking about do a fabulous production. You don't have this studio that I have here at home, which I've been building over the years because I do podcasts and I do coaching and I do courses and I do webinars and I do all this stuff. But if you watch my Breakfast with Sergio show on a regular basis, you know that I just put my phone on my kitchen table where I eat my breakfast. That's how Breakfast with Sergio started. And actually, that's how I started really confronting my own fear of video, right? One day, 295 episodes ago, I said, I want to do something to connect better with my audience. I was already doing a podcast. I was already posting on social media. But I wanted to do something where I could talk to you, where I could easily just hit the record button and talk to you directly. And that's when I started doing video. So I would just set up my tripod, which I ordered on Amazon. I put my phone and I had my breakfast table, and I just click record every time, or live, depends on what I was doing. And that's how Breakfast with Sergio started. Now, if you watch Breakfast with Sergio episode 1 through 10, they're not very good. I mean, the topics are good, but the delivery of the video is not the best, right? I was still, a little bit of intimidated by, the actual video being recorded. I was intimidated by my voice, by, the lighting, everything, right? And then the more I started doing it and pushing myself to sit down on that table and hit again on that little video button, it got easier and easier and easier, and I became more comfortable. And then I understood that, I had to think about when I'm sitting and I'm doing a video, I'm not thinking about, the hundreds or perhaps thousands of people who may be watching that video at some point, but rather the one, just think about the one person who's sitting on the other side of the table with me. And when I started putting that in my head, it became a lot easier to do my videos and to show up to you. Now, if you're an artist who maybe you haven't tried video, or maybe you tried it once and you were not really comfortable, well, first of all, what I want to do is I want to encourage you to try it again, because doing video is something that I think it can motivate you, it can help you more than anything to connect better with your audience. There's something about a video that helps us to connect better, right? I can make a post, yes, I can make a podcast, yes, But when you see me on video, when you see my facial expressions, particularly in video, and I had to wear one of those masks that we are using right now, right, because of the corona time. But, you know, you can see my facial expressions, you can see my face, you can see when I laugh, you can see, you know, my hands, you can see my motion. There's a connection that we naturally have with each other. And when, as an artist, when you start doing that more often, you will start to connect better with your audience that's on the other side of your device. And what happens is when you start connecting better with your audience, amazing things will happen. You have a better sense of community with those around you. Your social media begins to grow a lot faster because there's more engagement. And not only that, when it comes to you also selling your art, you have a better time because people will feel more connected with you. And so there are many benefits of doing so. Now, if you have a hard time doing video, what I would like to challenge you today, as I've been challenging my own Art Next Level Academy community, is just take your cell phone and start with Instagram stories. Just do a 15-second little video where all you do is just show us what's happening in your studio today, you know, or what you're working on today. That's it, 15 seconds or 30 seconds if you want. The nice thing about doing it on Instagram stories is that when you can put, you know, go to Instagram stories and you can slide where it says hands free. So you can just hit record and you don't have to hold the button. You know, you can just click record, hands free, and do a little bit of a video where you're showing us what's happening in your studio. You can say, hi, everybody. I'm here in my studio. I want to share with you what I'm working on today. And then, you know, you can show us if you want, or you can just explain it a little bit. And then that's it. Call it good. Stop. And then just click share. If it's more than 15 seconds, Instagram automatically will break it apart into 15-second segments, up to 1 minute. You cannot do it longer than 1 minute. And when you do that, my friend, you're going to have a great, great, great time. And the more you do it, the easier it will get. You will see better engagement in your community, in your social media, and it will be pretty, pretty awesome if you continue doing that. And, you know, a year from now, you'll become a pro at video. That's how I started, and look at now. You know, I never thought I would have to actually build a video set, a video studio here in my home. Now I do have one for when I do these type of things, but I still do my breakfast with Sergio typically on my kitchen table because it's just fun. It's just immediate. You don't need to see this production in order to connect with me. So that's the challenge for you today, my friend. I hope you try it out. One last thing, my friend, I want to invite you to be part of my texting community. Now I have a new number where you can text me anytime. You can suggest, you know, episodes for Breakfast with Sergio, what you would like to hear about, maybe episodes for my podcast. You can tell me, you can ask me questions. All you got to do, my friend, is just text me at 708-627-9103. Again, text me at 708-627-9103. I would love for you to be part of my texting community. Amazing things are coming to that community. I'm going to be doing super cool things, so you can be part of it. You can text me anytime at 708-627-9103. 9103. I would love to engage with you on that form as well. So have a great day. I will see you in the next episode. Breakfast with Sergio. Goodbye.